Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Tight beef supplies, not just in this country, but globally. We'll talk about that today with Aaron Daly of the U.S. Meat Export Federation after this.
So, Carly.
Yeah?
Just a heads up, this Angus burger right here, I love it. So, I tend to stop talking when I eat it. I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you. It's just I'll be checked out for 3 or 4 minutes.
Wait, what? I kind of stop listening when I eat a Big Mac.
I love you.
The classic, one-of-a-kind taste of the Big Mac sandwich and the big, bold taste of the Angus Third Pounder. So much flavor, you'll want to take your time with them. McDonald's, the simple joy of burgers. At participating McDonald's.
Hey, neighbors. This year, as you plant wheat for harvest next June, do yourself a favor. Call Joe Shirley and order some certified wheat that'll make you more money. He's got Duster, the top-yielding variety at OSU's wheat trials this past season, Billings, Endurance, and Fuller. The new genetics will yield more and make you money. Call Joe or Ann Shirley, 1-800-638-9289, 1-800-638-9289, or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com. The World Meat Congress for 2010 has been underway this week in Buenos Aires, Argentina. While the conference focuses annually on global trends in meat production and consumption, this year's venue has specifically cast a spotlight on Argentina's dwindling beef supplies, which are the result of severe drought and interventionist government policies that have hampered its beef industry's ability to export. Aaron Daly joins us today to talk about the tight beef supplies, not just in the South American host country, but really globally.
The main topic of the conference is sustainability and meat for a sustainable world. And so far, while we've been in South America, the real topic has been the shortage of beef globally, but especially here in Argentina, the major liquidation that occurred in their herd, especially over the past 2 years, led by severe drought and government policy against exports, and also the continued growth in soybean production. So it's a very sensitive topic here in Argentina, and there's talk of how dramatic their fall in domestic consumption has been, and their exports are down 50% so far this year. That was down from a big jump last year with liquidation in the herd. But I would say so far, just being in South America, the tight supply issue is really front and center.
And Aaron Daly says that while it was the Argentine government's intent to limit exports in an effort to keep domestic beef supplies plentiful and prices low, the policy has clearly backfired as resources have shifted, beef supplies have tightened, and Aaron Daly tells us domestic beef consumption has declined sharply.
Oh, definitely. The Kirchner policy toward trying to maintain very low domestic prices because beef is such a staple in Argentina has seriously backfired. And so those beef producers that cannot be profitable because they essentially have a price cap, it makes it that much more tempting to plant soybeans.
Aaron Daly with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Now, one thing that is for certain, the domestic mood in Argentina cannot be very, very bright right now if they've got declining domestic beef supplies. The citizens of Argentina love their beef. We saw that very clearly when we were there a few years back with one of the classes of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program on their international trip. Now, at the World Meat Congress, the U.S. Meat Export Federation involved at several levels, including a closing roundtable discussion being moderated by Chief Executive Officer Phil Tsang later today. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Don't miss the Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming Monday, October 4th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 1,000 plus head to sale, including 250 Angus bulls, 50 fall Angus pairs, and 700 commercial springbred heifers. For more information, go to expressranches.com on the web or call 800-664-3977. Don't miss the Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming October 4th at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.